Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is April 11th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. An integrated biobank in the Swedish Heart Failure Registry. Clinomics, proteomics, transcriptomics, and genomics. The Swedish Heart Failure Registry established a comprehensive, integrated biobank, systematically collecting blood and urine samples from heart failure patients across 9 hospitals. This resource captures extensive clinomic, proteomic, transcriptomic, and genomic data, coupled with clinical and diagnostic characteristics. The integrated biobank provides a robust platform for advanced research to identify novel biomarkers and understand disease mechanisms in heart failure. Article number 2. Spironolactone, early acute EGFR changes and clinical outcomes in patients with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Insights from TopCat Americas. A post hoc analysis of 1648 patients from the TopCat Americas trial revealed insights into early acute changes in estimated glomerular filtration rate following spironolactone initiation in heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, HFPEF. The study characterized the frequency and prognostic relevance of these kidney function alterations. The data elucidated implications of these changes for clinical outcomes in patients receiving mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists, providing guidance for therapeutic management. Article number 3. Kidney failure risk equation and risk of kidney and cardiovascular outcomes in patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Insights from Paradigm HF. This study demonstrated the association of the kidney failure risk equation, KFRE, score, with kidney and cardiovascular outcomes in patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, HFREF, and chronic kidney disease, CKD. Analyzing data from the Paradigm HF trial, the 2 and 5-year KFRE score, which includes urine albumin-creatinine ratio, UACR, age, sex, and estimated glomerular filtration rate, EGFR, predicted risks for both kidney failure and cardiovascular events. The findings support the clinical utility of the KFRE in this heart failure population for prognostication and risk stratification, extending its recommended use beyond general chronic kidney disease. Article number 4. Perceived inadequate neighborhood food shopping and cardiovascular disease risk. The multi-ethnic study of atherosclerosis. Analyzing 6,814 participants from the multi-ethnic study of atherosclerosis, this study found a significant association between an individual's perceived inadequacy of neighborhood food shopping and an increased risk of incident cardiovascular disease, C5D. The research demonstrated that a subjective perception of poor food shopping options independently predicted adverse cardiovascular outcomes, moving beyond assessments of physical distance or density of food retailers. These findings highlight the importance of individual perceptions of their food environment in assessing and mitigating cardiovascular risk. Article number 5. Right ventricular pulmonary artery coupling in patients with atrial fibrillation and changes after catheter ablation. This study characterized right ventricular pulmonary artery, R5P, A, coupling in 164 patients with atrial fibrillation, AF, without a history of heart failure, revealing the prevalence and associated factors of R5P, A, uncoupling in this population. The research demonstrated that catheter ablation, CA, effectively led to improvements in R5PA adaptation. These findings establish catheter ablation as a beneficial intervention for improving ventricular arterial coupling in atrial fibrillation, potentially influencing heart failure prevention. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.